Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny and three quarters, 661 and a quarter. December wheat up 4.5 cents at 803 and three quarters. And Jan beans up a penny and a quarter at 1438. Really pretty quiet overnight. The dollar is down about 30 ticks. That helped the wheat. Crude oil is up $1.23. That helped the corn and beans a little bit, but really pretty quiet days. We've got continuing concerns about COVID in China. It looks like their cases are really spiking again, and it looks like their economy is going to be shut down once again, and that certainly isn't good for our grain markets. The rail strike, they can't come to terms on what looks to be sick days out here, and it was narrowly defeated, but I think before it's all said and done, they should be able to get some kind of compromise out here. At least I'm hopeful that'll happen. Crop ratings, 96% of the corn harvested versus 90 on average, so we're really basically done with that. 32% of the wheat, good to excellent, unchanged from last week, but it's still too dry out in the plains, and I think really that's what helped the wheat rally here a little bit overnight, is the dryness in the western plains. As we move toward Friday, we've got Thursday off. Friday's a short day, closing at noon. Options expire on Friday. Are we going to try to get the December corn to go off at $6.50, December wheat at $8, November beans either at $14.50 or $14? That would be my guess out here. But we'll have to see where we go in the next couple of days, obviously. The outside markets, we've got crude up $1.14. The Dow looks to open up 170 higher. The bonds are up a half a point, silver up 25 cents, gold up $5, Bitcoin up 200. But overall, I still think we're more in a holiday mode with the pros very willing to sell higher prices out here in the grains. We just aren't competitive around the world with our prices. We've got big crops headed our way from Brazil and Argentina. So I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. But there will be, you know, some short covering rallies today. Tuesday, so a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday wouldn't surprise me all that much. But, you know, I think it's going to be relatively quiet heading into what I think will really be a long weekend starting on Wednesday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.